Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm a creative life balance coach and the author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. I'm happy to have my treasured friend, Robert Berry, as my guest today. Today's show will be a special edition of Live Your Music. Robert and I will be talking about how true it is that what you believe creates your version of reality. During today's show, you'll hear a beautiful new song titled Believe. I wrote the lyrics, Dudley wrote the music, and Robert Berry recorded the song for us at his recording studio, Soundtech Studios in Campbell, on June 30th of this year. Join us for 30 minutes of inspiration to believe in your dreams and encouragement to live your music in your own unique ways. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Margot. How are you?
I am fine. I'm good. I'm happy.
Well, this,
I'm so happy.
About your song. You know, usually we're talking about all kinds of stuff, but this one is focused on the song that you came here to do. And what I got to say, and not to start right in, but I didn't know you when you first wanted to sing, but I've known you a lot of years, and I didn't know you wanted to sing till just a few years ago. I mean, I was kind of surprised that it was important to you, and I thought, well, when did this all start that you wanted to sing? And I didn't know about this.
Well, you know, it did start a really long time ago, and just to start it out, there's a little tiny book that I have called Your Heart's Desire by Emmett Fox that one of my Toastmasters friends gave me, and in it, it talks about how your heart's desire is something that's been placed in your heart, and it says that it's the most secret, sacred wish that lies deep down at the bottom of your heart, the wonderful thing that you hardly dare to look at or to think about, the thing that you'd rather die than have anyone else know of because it seems so far beyond anything that you are or have at the present time, that you fear you'd be cruelly ridiculed if the mere thought of it were known. That is just the very thing that God is wishing for you to do. Oh, my gosh. And she gave me that quite a while ago, but it's, you know, that's the thing. I mean, the things that, when I say live your music, I mean things that you feel called to do, as you know.
Yeah.
It's not just about singing or music, even though that's what you and I usually talk about. But it's what you feel called to do. And for me, that's been be a mom, write a book, which I've done both of those, and I've just had so much joy doing both. And then sing with joy. You know, that's, to sing is just, I guess I need to get into a little bit of the history of it. So it's 50 years ago in the summer of 1966 that my parents took me down to my grandparents' house in Montesereno, right between Los Gatos and Saratoga, so right near you.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to spend a month there, which was just so amazing for me because I was growing up in Shasta County on a ranch that was really, really remote. And all of a sudden, I was down near Los Gatos and Saratoga, and I was able to listen to the radio shows for, you know, all of that area. And I was so excited, Robert, because I got to sing along with the radio in the guest room that I was staying in. And I just loved that. And my grandmother, though, wanted me to be an artist. She had a beautiful art studio. And for some people, that would be a dream come true. And I loved watching her squish the colors around and mix the colors. And I thought that was kind of fun to mix the colors. But making paintings didn't really seem fun to me. And so I just, you know, I did it, and she helped me create a painting. But it's just okay. I still have it, and it reminds me of that.
Oh, funny. But then, you still have that painting you did.
Yeah, I have it. It's up at the ranch in one of the cabins. But
painting wasn't your music, right?
Yeah, exactly. Painting wasn't my music. And then, though, just before I was to go home, I overheard my grandmother tell my mom that I should forget about singing. And I did for way too many years. And so that all happened in 1966, and then fast forward to 1976, I was working at Tower Records, and I had met you and Gene and Paul, and loved going to see you guys perform, and loved going to listen to you in your little recording studio, sound or Tiki Sound that you worked at
Tiki,
before
then,
you had
yeah,
your own.
Working for a different guy, yeah.
Yeah. And so I was doing what Julia Cameron calls in her book, The Artist's Way. I was standing in the shadows of people doing what I dreamed of doing but felt like was impossible for me. And so just being around the music was really thrilling for me. And I loved working in the record store, but mainly because it brought me into the music world. And so, you know, that's why I was doing that. And then, okay, 30 years ago, 86, I was working with Dudley in his graphic design and photography business. And the thing that I really enjoyed is I enjoyed doing the layouts, but partly because I was able to listen to music all day while I was doing it. And then 20 years ago, 1996, is when we moved to Greenbrae. And Xander was still singing some of his Disney songs, and I was singing along with him, but still afraid to sing in front of Dudley. And Xander was in a lot of plays, and oh my gosh, I just loved when he was in Greece, and you know, just hearing all the different songs that he would sing, and it was just so exciting for me.
I have to say that not only did you work in a record store, which was music, big time, you like to go out and see bands and be involved in the music scene, but you married a guy that's a good musician, songwriter, singer, Dudley. Your son is a good musician, singer, songwriter, even though he's doing all the digital the video and movie stuff and everything now. But so everybody around you, it's been music except for you. You like music.
Oh, I know.
But you didn't let that happen still. And see, I'm surprised that you wanted to sing, because I've known you quite a while now, and I never knew this, like I said, till a couple years ago. But you're surrounded with people that are doing music, so you sort of let them take the reins, and it took a while to step forward. So this was the 80s. Then the 90s, you must have did something else.
The 90s, I was singing a little bit with Xander in the car and that sort of thing, but I really wasn't singing. And then I did a little bit of singing with Dudley and Xander in 2003, but realized at that point that that it wasn't as easy as I thought. I still wanted to do it, but I remember being at a family reunion at my family's ranch, and they were going to do Perfect Day from the Legally Blonde soundtrack, and they were going to have me sing it, and I was going, I had not been singing for so long, I had no idea how to do it. So it was a lot of fun practicing for the song, but it was also a realization that I really didn't know how, and that I had not let myself sing for so long that singing was like, it was like really, oh my gosh, this is just a whole new thing. And then it was in 2007, though, that Dudley and Xander had been recording songs with you for the albums. And they had started at the end of 2003, but in 2007 they were actually performing some of the songs live, and that's when I called you and I said, you know, I need to take singing lessons.
Yeah.
I just really need to do this. And so, yeah, it brought us up to 2 weeks ago, me singing in your recording studio, which was actually for my second time. The first time was in December of 2011 for when I did the vocals for the song Imagine that I wrote, lyrics for, and Dudley did the music. And boy, oh my God, that was what I call so exciting that it took forever to do the song. I remember having to do the lyrics, you know, a verse and then redo it and do a verse and then redo it over and over again, because I was so really excited. The idea of singing in your recording studio was like too exciting for me.
Well, and it's scary the first time, you know, you it's all new. You hear yourself back on the speakers. You haven't heard yourself before. Everybody sounds different in their head than they do out of their mouth into the microphone. That's a little different sounds. You go, well, that's not me. Wait a minute. And then little by little, you get used to hearing yourself through the speakers, let's say, and you get more confident and more comfortable with it. So the first time, everybody has that same problem. The first time they come in, like, wait, I don't sound like that. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, and just, you know, I would have been back to sing there and do this song a lot sooner, but, you know, I mean, there's reality that you have to deal with college for Xander and life that's going on. And so, you know, we're so excited to be back in your studio 2 weeks ago. No, is it 2 weeks ago? Gosh, it feels like, in some ways it feels like yesterday, in some ways
right.
It feels
a little bit
like,
longer there, but close, yeah.
Yeah. Whew, yeah. So anyway, the song Believe, though, is, I originally wrote the lyrics for it as a poem that just kind of got downloaded to me one morning when I was feeling connected to spirit and source energy, and it was like on post-its. It was like, you know, one post-it and then another and another. That seems to be the way I am best at jotting down ideas that come to me, or come through me, I guess is what it is, because, you know, if I just sit down and try to write it all in one fell swoop, then my ego starts getting involved. But yeah, the whole song, the poem came from my spirit, and then when Dudley wrote the music for it and we turned it into a song, oh, my spirit told me what parts needed to be what ways. And so, you know, especially the chorus, that I wanted it to say, believe in yourself, believe in your dreams, believe you get to decide what songs you'll sing. And the thing that was so important to me about that too, Robert, is the fact that it's, when I say songs you'll sing, as you know, it means whatever you feel called to do. So as this one woman told me recently, she goes, well, Margo, not everybody wants to sing. Well, that's not what it's about. You know, whatever people feel called to do is what I'm hoping to inspire them to do with the song and with my show and with my book. So.
Yes, and I think people know some metaphor for, well, actually, I guess, obviously somebody didn't, but everybody has a different, it could be as a painter, right? Which your grandmother
wanted
you to be.
Right, exactly, and for
that
some people.
Could have been your calling, you never know. It could be, you want to be a race car driver. What's nice for me when it is music, this, and you know I do this all the time, and so I love to do more than anything, you came in, and I like to call myself a baby doctor. We birthed your child that day, right?
And I know.
When it's done, everybody that comes through and they get this song done and it sounds like it should be on the radio and they go, oh, my God, listen, there's not a bigger reward. And, of course, that was my calling. It's not even just playing music and everything. It's sort of channeling what you want your music to be, and in this case really music, and the way you want it to be, and trying to get it to the standard that I know is acceptable in the world, you know, a high-quality thing. And life doesn't get better than that for me. I love it. And what's even better, when this is like a huge testimonial of you getting something that was in you for 40 years that you really wanted to do, that you couldn't break loose, all of a sudden you broke loose and you trusted me to birth that baby. I'll just leave it at that.
Right,
you know?
Right, yeah.
And
yeah,
you're still excited about it. And I can't tell you how good that makes me feel and how much fun that is for me and rewarding. Because that was my calling, really. That's what I was called to do more than anything.
I know, and you are so amazing at it, and you make it so much fun, and you make people feel so comfortable while they're there. And I just, you know, before we run out of time to actually play the song, though, I think maybe what I'll do is play the song, and then we can talk about the song and recording it and about the various tracks that go into creating it, because there are a lot of different tracks that... I love the way you do it. I just love it. And so, this is the first time on the radio, Believe by the Donators, and it's 3:31, and here we go.
That life
Robert. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank
you,
thank you.
Well, that was a long time coming, right?
It was. Yeah, the next challenge for me is to actually sing some of the verses by myself, and I feel like I'm getting closer to that. But I at this point, I'm still really thankful to have Dudley's voice blended in there with me so that it doesn't sound like just me. But you guys really inspired me to practice the other song we were starting to work on in the moment, because I really, really, really want to sing the verses to that, especially the part about the colors and see the colors, hear the sounds. That verse. So we'll see. We'll see.
Well, maybe there's a couple things, you know. Something you mentioned to me a long time ago, and you're going to remember the source, and I use it a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. If you don't ask, the answer is no.
Oh, nor
but if you
Robert.
Do ask, you have a chance that it's going to be yes, right? So mm-hmm. If you want to do something, why settle for a no? Just go for it. You know, give it a try. And then the other thing is, of course, that, you know, people say there's this rule of 10,000 hours if you really want to be good at something. Well, you got to start
right.
Now. You know, you can't wait. You got to keep going.
Well, and that's the thing that I've found is that it's interesting. Barbara Sher says in some tapes she has that I just love about living a life you love, that's she inspired me originally for part of what my title of my book is. And on the tape, she talks about how when you're doing something that you love, it's just doing it because you love it, it makes it worth doing it.
That's and right.
For example, my sister Tina loves to paint, and she hasn't been doing much of that lately, but she has the most amazing, colorful paintings that I just love to see, and my mom used to always have them all displayed up where we would have the buffets out in the sunroom, where we would all eat out looking out by the pool, and I just loved that. I loved seeing those, and I loved seeing my other artist friends creating their art, and the musicians, the authors, all the different people that use their creativity to not only enjoy their life, but to add to life for everyone else.
Yeah.
And speaking of that quote about if you don't ask, the answer is always no, Nora Roberts is where that came from, and she's an amazing author. I've read not all of her books, but boy, quite a few of them. And she's just an amazing word artist and colorist, they call her, because, you know, you really feel like you're there. You can see what she's seeing. You can hear what they're hearing. It's
oh,
just
cool.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm very thankful for all the different ways that people use their creativity. And that's what my inspiration to become a life coach was, and to write my book and all of that is to help people realize that they have music in them, they have songs that they're here to sing, and that doing it, just doing it and practicing doing it, gives you joy. And when you feel that joy.
People can hear that in your voice, how important this was to you, how much you enjoyed it, how much it's inspired you to do more. And you're living what you're, I don't want to say teaching, because you more talk to people about things, but you're
mm-hmm.
living it,
mm-hmm.
right? You're not saying, oh, you should do this. You're saying, well, this is the way it works. Look at the joy it's brought me. So
mm-hmm.
you're showing by example, I guess. And I'm not quite saying it right, but you know what
teaching
I mean.
Teaching by how you live your life, you know. And
Yeah.
People
well,
ask
your son's doing
live.
That. Your whole family is that. They're positive. They do what they love to do. They work
uh-huh.
hard at it. And they're
yeah.
successful. It's like me with music. You know, not everything I do. I like to tell people come in, if you want to really be a musician, you're going to have to be prepared to fail every day. Because the really
right.
two big successes or one success you have every year, that's going to float you the whole year. Don't worry about the rest of it. Because it's tough being an artist of any kind.
Right.
Know? But
right.
Your family, they work hard and they love what they do. And that's an inspiration. And like I said, people can hear in your voice how much fun this was for you. But also the completion or the beginning of your dream, even though you've had it since you were really young, evidently.
Right, right. Yeah, it's out in the open now for everyone to know about. But, yeah, it's just, you know, I just get so much joy practicing singing every day. And I that's something it took me a while to give myself the gift of that time to realize that it was important just because it gave me joy, whether it I mean, I have no interest in being famous as a singer or, you know, getting out there and being on the road. I have no interest in that, but I just love to sing. I love the joy that I feel, and I love the idea of singing songs that can hopefully help others believe in themselves and believe in their dreams and imagine a life that they love. And so, yeah, and to live more in the moment, like that song that we're working on that hopefully we'll get down there and sometime soon and finish that one. And Dudley's got some other songs that we want to do. One of them's called Smile, about smiling. I love that one. And you know what? We're getting close to the end, so I need to say ask the questions for everyone out there listening. So, everyone out there, what music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. Oh, Robert, thank you for all that you do to help people live their music. And just, you know, thank you for being so supportive. And, you know, you've been what I call a before, during, and after friend in my life. And you've been through so many different before, durings, and afters with me. And it's just, I really, really appreciate that. Having a friend like you is a true treasure.
I appreciate you saying that, but I got to say, that I get so much pleasure, me personally, out of doing what I get to do. I'm allowed to do with people's creations, you know, that I always feel like I'm the one that gets the most out of it. I mean, I can't help it. It's just, it's really a joy for me to do these things. And, you know, I listen to the music and different parts, and my job is to support your song and your vocal, right? Stay out of the way, but make it something special at the same time. And I just love doing it. So, but I do appreciate your kind words, and I'm just glad you got to play it on your show and talk about it. And it's a living testimonial right there. Somebody that for 40 years didn't do something she wanted to do and is doing it. Now, I'm not going to give up on that dream.
Aww.
You know, like you say, things in life come along. Children, jobs, whatever it is.
Right.
They come along.
Reality.
But it didn't derail you. I do say, I created a monster one time, though, because 7-8 years ago, Paul and I were doing an acoustic show down in San Jose, and you and Dudley showed up, and I was playing this song of mine you liked, and you guys came on stage to sing with me, and ever since then, there's been this music problem. It opened a can of worms, right?
You know, I have to, we've got 4 minutes left, and I just see a phone number that just showed up that belongs to Dudley, and I'd like to put him on just for a second so he can say
a
brief hello. Dudley, are you there?
Hello.
Hey,
I
Dudley.
I am. Hi, Robert. It was great to hear the two of you commiserate and talk about all the things we put together over the years and how much you've helped us. But I just wanted to shout out to everybody in the music community to let you know what a maven you are, what an unbelievable miracle worker you are. You take people's desires and you create miracles. And if there's anybody that's got a shred of an interest in producing a song, there's only one place I would advise them to go to get help with that song, and that's your studio and you in particular.
I appreciate that, Dudley, but like I was saying, you know what, I feel like I get more out of it than you did, and it was you guys' song, you know, you guys'.
Oh, the teacher always feels that way. They're contributing and learning at the same time. It's the truth. It's just the way of things. But
and, of course, you come in, you're prepared, you got a song, you got your parts, you know what you're going to do. Vocals don't take forever to do. You're prepared, and I could tell you guys love it because you've thought about it before you come in here. We're not like whittling away and that word sucks or that, you know, you got a new different chord. It just happens, right? It you come in and it happens, and by the end of the day, it's this thing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, I know. And
it
Robert,
really
I just have to say, you know, you wouldn't believe, you know, we got speaking of belief. we only have 2 minutes left, but I just have to say this because it was so cool. I mean, when every time we've gone to your studio and created a song with you, we go home listening to it over and over again in the car.
Yeah.
And we did, and we got home, though, and without the road noise and be able to put it on the stereo, and we were just listening to it over and over and over again, and Dudley was even bouncing along with it and going, you know, I think this needs to be the national anthem to get people to believe in their dreams.
Yeah, really. Well, it's a very happy sounding song too. We gave it that bounce, you know, it needed that.
Oh, and, I know. It totally did. That's exactly how. In fact, every track of music that you put in there is exactly how I wanted it. And excuse me, before I forget, it's available to download on CD Baby, and I'll put the link for that in the I wanted to do the show first, but I'll put the link for that in my newsletter and also on Facebook later. So thank you so much.
Well, you're certainly welcome. And thank you, Dudley. Very, very nice of you. But really, what I'd love to do is work with your parameters and make it what you want it to be according to my standard. That's what I like to say. I have a lot of studio experience, so I have a very high standard of sound and feel and what supports the song. But you bring something in that has all the elements where I can do that. And once in a while, it's not often because I get a lot of good people come through. Once in a while, something comes through that I can't make sound good. It just didn't start out as a good song or it has no meaning or something. That's really tough for me, but not often. Anyway, I don't want to use up all your time here. I think we're at the end of
Well,
the
we've got
the
30
show.
Seconds left, you guys, and I just want to say again, thank you, thank you, thank you, Robert. Thank you for being you, and thank you for all the dreams you helped come true.
I'm just glad it turned out so good, and I still hear the excitement in your voice. That's the reward right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just take one part excitement and one part musical genius, and there you got the solution. Easy.
Oh, here we go. Now you're trying to embarrass me, Dudley. Now knock it off. There's no
genius. We're
going to
get cut off in a
anyway.
Second, you guys. So thank you for everyone for listening. Thank you, Robert, for being on the show again and for all you do for us.
Oh, it was fun. Thanks for having me. And good luck.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye. Bye, everyone.